United States. The marriage market. Got to have a J-O-B. Women still most want to marry men with money.
Jane Austen's characters took it for granted that men with money made more eligible mates. A man like that is hard to find, but I can't get him off my mind, lamented the female vocalists of ABBA. A new study from the Pew Research Center, a think tank, finds that little has changed. Fully 78% of American women who have never been married say it is very important that their future spouse has a steady job. By comparison, only 46% of men mind much what their future spouse does for a living. Wrenching changes in the labour market combined with these ancient preferences have shaken up the marriage market. Women are much more likely to have jobs than they were half a century ago. Men, somewhat less so. Women today find it easier to cope without a male breadwinner. At the same time, many find the pool of potential husbands less appealing. In 1960, young, never-married women were spoilt for choice. For every 100 of them, aged 25 to 34, there were 139 young, never-married men with jobs vying for their attention. In 2012, there were just 91. For some groups, the gap is much bigger. Young, never-married black women outnumber young, never-married black men with jobs by a startling 2-to-1. This helps explain why, although African Americans are more likely than other races to say they value marriage, only 26% of black women are actually married, compared with 51% of whites. The raw ratio of bachelors to bachelorettes varies with age. There are 118 unmarried 25-year-old men for every 100 single women, since women are more likely to marry older partners. Around the age of 40, the ratio is roughly even. From then on, the surplus of men turns into a deficit. By the age of 64, there are only 62 unmarried men with or without jobs for every 100 unmarried women. Overall, 20% of Americans 25 or older, the highest share ever, have never said I do. That is partly because they are marrying later. Kim Parker, one of the study's authors, reckons that kids are more cautious these days, whereas lovebirds of yore used to leap into the unknown together. But some Americans are never marrying at all, either because they prefer not to, or because they can't find the right person. Pew predicts that by 2030, 28% of American men who were aged between 25 to 34 in 2010 and 23% of women will never have tied the knot. In 1980, only 6% of 45 to 54-year-olds had never been hitched. For men with not much education, the picture is especially grim. Among young American adults with a high school certificate or less, there are 174 never-married men for every 100 never-married women. The difference largely reflects the difficulty poorly educated men have finding work. Men and women with college degrees are still highly likely to wed and stay that way. But the cost of college can delay the day when young people feel they can afford an engagement ring, let alone a family. A third cited their finances as the reason they were not yet hitched, compared with just 20% of those over 35. As one Eminem fan at a recent music festival in Atlanta romantically put it, "I'm just trying to sort things one at a time. I've got a girlfriend, but I've also got college debt."
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com